Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love it when a plan comes together. We've got ourselves a great day today. Beautiful sunshine, and it's also time now for our community connection. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, powered by Arvis Bank. And we have Miss Gail Inman here with us today. It must be that time of year, Gail.
It is, it is. It's Antique Day.
We've got it. It's the 30th annual. That means you're been around for a little bit. You got a good start, as they say. We're going to fill up that Washington County Fairgrounds building, aren't we?
We sure are. We've got lots of really, really great dealers. They're coming in from six different states. We've got some repeat dealers, and we have new ones.
Well, that's great. You've got a little bit of everything coming in.
We do, we do. We have radios this year, antique and collectible radios. That'll be something that's different. We haven't had that before.
Wow, that is going to be fun. I'm going to have to make a little trip out there. Because, you know, there are a few of us here at the radio station really appreciate the history and, you know, just the changes that have happened over the years with our product and how people receive them. So that's really going to be neat. But it doesn't stop there. In fact, that just might be a start. What else we have?
Well, we're going to have some Native American jewelry this time. Some of it's antique. Uh-huh. And some of it's vintage. We've got a couple of dealers that's bringing some of that in. Mm-hmm. We have one dealer that's bringing in some really, really old, neat country quilts. Oh. And she just found those up in an attic. And so they have not been seen by anyone. It's going to be a new deal.
Wow, a debut.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, of course, we have, you know, the lot of dealers that have, you know, just pottery and glass and that type of mm-hmm. thing. But we also have a couple of Western booths where they're going to have like branding irons, documents from the Indian Territory days. They're going to have pictures, frame pictures and artwork. There's going to be cast iron skillets and all kinds of neat things like that. There'll be some leather and spurs, just really, really neat Western things. We're going to have a dealer that's going to bring in all kinds of different linens. Mm-hmm. So we'll have linens. We have furniture. Mm-hmm. There's some dealers bringing in furniture. And our country dealer that comes in from Sparta, Missouri, has wonderful, wonderful, good country farmhouse-type furniture and little accent pieces like cutting boards mm-hmm. and Crocs and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So this is really going to be something for everyone. Now, this is a day-long event, and it is on Saturday, June the 5th, from 8 until 5. I understand that it's only a $5 admission, but 90% of the proceeds goes to a great cause.
Yes. We have, every year, we do a scholarship for a senior mm-hmm. in our area. And then we use our money on different things because we're kind of a small organization, but we try to put it where it helps, you know, do a little bit with Journey Home, helps with some of the utility bills with Tom Mix and maybe the Dewey Hotel. And we've helped with the clock that's in Dewey, the mm-hmm. big clock. We've mm-hmm. helped with that. We've done some Kitty Park. We've donated some to Kitty Park. We have lots of different places that we try to help.
Now, we know that summer just turns on like that. It's like flipping a switch and we stop raining and we start heating. But we've got you covered because it's indoors and it's air conditioned.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And sometimes people just need a break from the outdoors and they'll do something in the morning when it's cool mm-hmm. and then they'll come spend the afternoon with us. And that's okay too. There's a lot going on Saturday.
Now, there's a little bit more than just antiquing going on. I understand we have a meal and a show.
Yes, we do. We are lucky to have the Joyful Strings. They come in and I think they're going to be there from 11 till 2 this year. And their music is, I call it, very, very relaxing and happy. Mm-hmm. I think they have happy music. And if you've never heard them play, you need to come by just for that. And the Lace Makers Guild of Bartlesville mm-hmm. or this area is going to be there. And they'll be demonstrating how you make lace. And I think they're going to be doing some quilting. And sometimes they even demonstrate how you make socks. So
people don't realize that there's a little bit of trickery. Socks aren't as easy as they look.
No.
They look very simple, but they're not. You got to remember, we're talking about a cylindrical thing with only one opening.
that's right. We'll have country. We'll also have some Victorian. We have just almost anything. Postcards are really getting to be a big deal now. So we have dealers that's bringing in a good selection of postcards, so you can, pick out whatever you want whatever you want to go into, you know, whether you want pictures of buildings, historical buildings, or whether you want seasonal or whatever you want with that.
We're speaking with Gloria Inman. She's the show manager here with the Antique and Collectibles Association. And of course, we've got the 30th Annual Dewey Antique Show coming up at the Washington County Fairgrounds. That is going to be on June 5th, indoors, 8 to 5. And dealers from five states, maybe more. And I understand we've got our friends at Bambino's cooking up a storm.
Yes, they are. They're going to be there. They'll do a little bit of breakfast, and they'll be there for lunch. And they always make just really wonderful desserts. I kind of like their desserts.
I kind of like everything they do. They're really good. this is really something else. We were talking before we came into the studio that, you know, there's a lot of history lessons that can be learned, and this kind of deviates from your normal, antique shopping habits, because the dealers are going to be right there. They can bring you up to date on the history of some of these things.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you buy a piece to know the history of it, so you can keep the legacy with it.
Uh-huh.
And that's always a good thing. And the dealers know, you know, they're really knowledgeable, so they know a lot about it. And they don't even, most of them, I'd say, all of them don't mind talking to you, and they like to tell you about what they have. And if you ask even questions about things you just want to know about, or if you're looking for a certain thing and you haven't been able to find it, maybe they can find it for you.
Wow, that's amazing. So this is really going to be something. It's fun. It's retail therapy at its finest. It's antiques. You get a little bit of a history lesson. Plus, you get a nice show with the Joyful Strings. And, of course, a great meal with Bambino's. And the admission to get in, of course, is just $5. And you can purchase your food in. From what I understand. And so there we go.
Sometimes people think that an antique show that everything is really, really priced high, but that's not the way it is. You can still find bargains there, and your dealers are willing to work with you. Mm-hmm. You know, if they, not always, but sometimes they have leeway on an item, and sometimes they can, you know, work with you on that.
And you know, that's the beauty of it. You're talking right there with the dealer. Now, how many booths did we say we had? I remember talking about earlier, but it's slipping my mind here.
Well, we actually have 107 booths, and out of that, we have about 60 dealers, and we have, some of them take more than one booth.
Oh, yes, yeah, because they bring a lot of things.
So we have room for about maybe five more dealers, but we're pretty full. We're pretty full.
Oh, yeah. Now, folks, I know that many of you have had some cabin fever, not only from the winter, not only from the COVID, but from this blasted rain that's been, well, we got a great day today. But I know that you got happy feet and you want to get out and, you know, just visit with folks and just have a good time. I can't think of a better time to and a better way to spend it than to spend $5 to get into the 30th Annual Dewey Antique Show in the air-conditioned comfort and just have a ball.
Yeah, we urge you to come out, come see us, you know, spend as much of the day as you want to, and then shop the different shops in Dewey, visit the Tom Mix Museum, go to the Dewey Hotel, just spend the day with us. We would love that.
You know, if you've not been to either of those two, they're really something else, and, you know, I've been blessed to, you know, take some time out and to do both, you know. So the hotel, by the way, we go upstairs and we do the Christmas parade from the upstairs on the little balcony every year. And I didn't see that the last time. It's been here for a while, like 100 years. Oh, you know, so I see something new every time I go in there. And the Tom Mix Museum, of course, it's a little bit more than just about Tom. It's a lot about everything around him and somewhat about our little area of Dewey, too. So you got a lot of going on there.
We do. And we are really honored because this show is one of the largest one-day shows around. And our dealers, a lot of our dealers are dealers that just do this show. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot of dealers that do the circuits. We have one that's doing the big Broomfield show, and she's coming back through. She's from Texas and going to do our show as she comes through.
Wow.
So we have dealers that, you know, do this for a living, that they go everywhere in the United States.
And
so
they drop by to visit you.
They do.
Now, I understand we have folks from Iowa, Arkansas, of course, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, a few other places. You just never know who you're going to run into. It's kind of really goes nationwide a little bit as far as folks dropping by. You even had folks from, what, Pennsylvania coming by.
And they're coming back next year.
That's what they tell us.
I mean, this year, not this next year. They're coming back this year. You know, and we're fortunate mm-hmm. because anyone that lives in our area can have the opportunity to come to this show
oh, sure.
and not have to really go very far, because a lot of people, we've got people that come in from Wichita, they come in from Kansas City, mm-hmm. they come in from Little Rock, mm-hmm. and we have a drawing. We give away a $20 gift certificate every hour that they can spend there at the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of know where our people come in from, so that gives us a marker so we can tell where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all you folks in Independence, Kansas, no loafing, you got to come down here. So represent Kansas.
That's right. But, you know, it's just really great. It's like having all these little mini shops under one roof. And each booth is just filled with all kinds of fun things. And we try to have a price range for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes even if you've got a child that's wanting to start mm-hmm. collecting something, they might be able to find a Hot Wheel, or they might, like I say, postcards are big, or to strike the interest in looking for something.
Well, Gail, this sounds like just perfect. That's about all I can say. We've got it just about filled up with all the vendors you can possibly hold. Now we just got to get folks who are looking for something to do and some fun to be had, and I think we're going to do that. I'm looking forward to a nice crowd and a very, very exciting show coming up on June 5th.
Well, help us celebrate our 30th annual show. This is the 30th year for it, and we would love to have everybody come out and join us.
And great. And once again, folks, if you're wondering where the proceeds go from your $5 ticket, well, we got 90% of the profits going right back into the community, right back into Dewey.
And it's at the Washington County Fair Building. I don't know if we mentioned that, but yeah. That's where it's at.
It never hurts to say it twice. And it's air conditioned. Okay? It's indoors. You don't have to worry about getting rained on or sunstroke or nothing like that. You're going to be comfortable. And there's even food available, too. Gail, I want to thank you very much. I always look forward to having you in here.
Thank you very much for having us.
All righty. We've got more coming up. Hang on. Right here to K1, the one you trust.